Senhora Aparecida, Aparecida no Rio.
Prensa, rádio e televisão, sítios de internet, foros e tantos outros sistemas para comunicar eficazmente o mensagem de Cristo a um grande número de pessoas.
The jeopardy of Christians abandoning the faith because of insufficient faith formation, a greater presence in the media and the promotion of the Catholic voice in social and political spheres, but above all, the role of the lay faithful in establishing a society of justice. These were the key themes of Pope Benedict XVI's all-encompassing address to delegates at the opening of the fifth conference of bishops from Latin America and the Caribbean this Sunday in Aparecida. Faith in God, said the Holy Father, has animated the life and culture of Latin America for more than five centuries. It's united the continent in a shared creed, despite the diversity of cultures and languages. At present, this same faith has some serious challenges to address, because the harmonious development of society and the Catholic identity of these people are in jeopardy. The rich and profound popular religiosity, the soul of the Latin American peoples, must be protected, promoted, and purified. Since the fourth General Conference in Santo Domingo, said the Pope, society has dramatically changed. The phenomenon of globalization, which brings great benefits but also vast monopolies who worship profit. Progress towards democracy, but preoccupying authoritarian forms of government and regimes. The Holy Father also made a profound analysis of the conference theme. He said every baptized person receives from Christ, like the apostles, the missionary mandate, but not all are really convinced that it is Christ who gives us the way, the truth, and the life. He noted, often the absence of this conviction has resulted in people labelling faith as emotionalism, removed from the urgent reality of the economic, social, and political problems both of Latin America and of the world. The main body of the Pope's discourse came under the heading of So We May Have Life in Him, and he directly addressed questions of social justice. The principal part of Pope Benedict's discourse was divided into sections dealing with the Eucharist, Sunday Mass as the center of Christian life, social and political problems, and other priority areas such as the family, priests and religious, and the lay faithful, each a natural progression from the central theme, the Word of God. Pope Benedict addressed the question of the Church's contribution to the solution of urgent and complex social and political problems. The political task, he stressed, is not the immediate competence of the Church. The Church must respect nations' secularity, including the pluralism of political opinions. Only by remaining independent from partisan political interests can the Church truly be an advocate of justice and of the poor. Just structures, said the Holy Father, must be sought in the light of fundamental values. The Pope observed that the time has come for this majority Catholic continent to overcome the lack of Catholic leaders in the political sphere, in the world of the media and in universities. The Pope told bishops and religious it's their job to remind the laity of their responsibility and their mission to bring the light of the gospel into public life, into culture, economics, and politics. In order to achieve this, said Pope Benedict XVI, the family, the patrimony of humanity, as he called it, the school of faith, must be protected and promoted. Mothers who wish to dedicate themselves fully to their family must have the right to count on the support of the state. Fathers have the duty to be true fathers, fulfilling their indispensable responsibility and cooperating in bringing up children. Priests and religious must be men of and women of God, said the Holy Father, and Latin America's lay communities must answer Christ's call, dedicated to serving their brothers and sisters. This, concluded Pope Benedict, is the formula for a missionary church capable of renewing the faith in the third millennium. Invoking Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, and specifically Our Lady of Aparecida, patroness of Brazil, the Pope appealed to God to stay with the delegates for the duration of the Fifth General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean and to inspire their work.
Para introducir al pueblo de Dios en el misterio de Cristo es la catequesis. En ella se transmite de forma sencilla y sustancial el mensaje de Cristo.